The town of Midland is declaring a significant weather event due to the significant snow accumulation experienced throughout the night and the expected dangerous whiteout conditions today and tonight. Environment Canada's special weather alert and snow squall warning outlines total snow amounts of up to an additional 15 centimeters in the following 12-hour period. Visibility will be significantly reduced due to bursts of heavy snow and widespread blowing snow that will quickly accumulate with winds up to 15 kilometers per hour. Blowing snow will be most hazardous in open areas, such as roads along open fields. Declaring a significant weather event as it relates to Ontario's minimum maintenance standards for municipal highways means an approaching or occurring weather hazard has the potential to pose a significant danger to drivers and pedestrians. Municipal roads and sidewalks are considered to be in a state of repair until the event has ended. Rapidly accumulating snow and snow squalls can make travel difficult in some areas. Prepare for deteriorating travel conditions and weather conditions to vary considerably even within a few kilometers. High winds can also bring down power lines. Residents are asked to avoid non-essential travel until conditions improve and drive with extra caution if travel is necessary. If you see a downed power line in Midland, stay back at least 10 meters and call 911 and Midland Power Utility Corporation, PUC, at 705-526-9361. The town municipal office will be closed on Tuesday, December 7, however the NSSRC will remain open at this time. Visitors continue to be subject to current COVID-19 restrictions. Mid-Penn Transit will also continue to operate. Midland SAU David Deneau said all essential staff continue to serve as well and where staff are able to work from home they have been encouraged to do so. In support of operations trying to keep pace with the snow and for the safety of residents who can delay coming into the office we chose to close but I can assure you our people are working very hard to serve the public, Deneau said. Updates will be provided on midland.ca, and our social media channels for updates, at MidlandON on Twitter, and at Town of Midland on Facebook once the declaration has been lifted.